With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 6th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Jenny. How you doing, Jenny?
Not too bad. It's, you know, I was sick last week. I took a little bit of a death sleep, and I felt like I woke up and everything was beautiful. The birds were singing, and, you know, the house is absolutely different than it was last time I was on, so I'm very happy.
Yes, maybe you were the problem. Maybe we needed you out of commission.
Oh no, great. Well, that's my cue to go.
Yeah. All right, well, we are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. It was day 48 in the house, right about that halfway point. Now we're just about there. We had another relatively slow day. We're kind of waiting until Jack leaves at this point. We're just like, all right, can we get there?
Are you sure that we're not waiting for Jack's awesome pitches that he's to Cliff that he's saving for later this week?
Hey, Jenny, if you vote to keep me, I'll keep you safe. I'll make sure that you're on the podcast for another 3 weeks.
This isn't a good start after I called you master the other week. This is really increasing this dynamic where you really call the shots and I have zero control here.
I'm offering you 3 weeks. That's a huge big deal.
Wow.
Hey, now. And you know what? I could even offer you 4 weeks, but if I do that, you have to promise me
that you're allowed to be on the podcast.
That even if you're sick, you'll show up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You should actually not want me to promise that. That's good for nobody.
All right. Well, we started the day with Cliff and Nick. They talked more about working together. And Cliff was like, you know, well, you know, whatever happens this week, are we good? And Nick was like, yes, of course. You know, you and Nicole, you are the people I'm good with. This is more, you know, shaping toward this potential trio that is potentially going to be opposed to the Jackson, Holly, Kat side of things in the future. But again, it's very early to speculate about that, but there is more, you know, rumblings about these three working together throughout the day.
Yeah, and I actually feel like I feel crazy saying this, but I feel like Cliff and Nicole actually need Nick, because Nick kind of, as much as he does things and says things sometimes where I'm just like, what are you doing? I do think that he does have his pulse on like certain things, or he has the hand on the pulse in like certain scenarios, and that he is kind of like a different third piece that Cliff and Nicole need and has like a different perspective. I don't know. He kind of picks up on some things and delivers some things to them that I feel like is very beneficial. And obviously Cliff and Nicole can't do this on their own. And I think, you know, you've talked a lot about how both, you know, Cliff and Nicole are putting too much faith in like Jess and Kat. And so, you know, Nick's existence is really, you know, the direction that I think that they need to be going. So I really like Nick when he's talking to Cliff or Nicole. Like, I really struggle. I want to like him. I'm sometimes forget some of the things that he said and done in this house that make me like absolutely cringe. But he's one of those people that I almost feel like he adapts to like who he's talking with. And like when he's like hanging out with the cool kids, it's almost like he's like acting up and like trying to like, you know, be like funny and like edgy and stuff like that. And then like when he's hanging out with like Cliff or Nicole, he's just like a lot more relaxed and just like shooting the shit and just kind of being like a little bit more of a normal person. So I'm really putting a lot of my personal eggs into this trio, hopefully panning out for a couple more weeks.
Yeah, he's that guy.
He's that guy.
He's that guy. He's cool with you, but then you hang out with other people.
And, yeah, and you're like, and I don't like, yeah, why are you acting like this in front of these other people? Like, just be yourself. Anyway.
Yeah, and I will say there are some people that disagree with me that that Kat, Holly, and Jackson are this sort of dangerous trio, and that they feel that Kat is more loyal to Nicole than I'm giving her credit for. I personally feel like Kat chooses Holly over Nicole every day of the week. I feel like she chooses Jess over Nicole as well, and that's why Nicole's in a bad spot. Even if Kat decides to go against Jackson, even if Jackson gets bounced from that group, there's still a very, very tight trio that people like Nicole and Cliff have to contend with, and that's why I do think that they need the help of Nick and potentially some other people as well. And that's if they bounce Jackson, which they have not talked about doing in quite a while. So it's something that we're gonna have to keep track of it as we move forward here in the future. But it is something that I'm very interested in seeing the future of as we move on in the game. So Kat and Christy are going to have a conversation, a few different conversations throughout the day. Kat will also talk to Tommy a bit later as well. It's a lot of damage control. It's a lot of Christy being like, oh, I never meant to be threatening. You know, I hope that I hope that you realize that, you know, you can vote however you want and I won't care. Like, this is a totally different Christy than the one that was, you know, talking to Kat and Jess just a few days ago. You know, I don't want to say it, but if you vote to keep Jackson, then I'm going to have to think that you know each other. Now she's like, I'm just so glad that we've cleared up that you definitely don't know each other and you can vote however you want. And I totally understand. And I hope that you realize that everything is totally cool. Like, she is doing her best to be like, I'm realizing now that I'm not in a position of power. Please don't execute me.
Yeah, we see a lot of this from like yesterday from Chrissy, Jack, and Tommy. It's like they're all kind of realizing like that they're screwed, and so they're like doing these like apology tours with everyone. I think that like maybe Christy realized the one thing about the conversation with Kat and Jess from the other day that I thought was like the worst part, and is what's really stuck with Kat, is that like the stuff about like, you know, what you stand for, like I like basically saying like, you know, all this like, you know, women's empowerment stuff that you stand for. If you keep Jackson in this house, then like you're kind of like going back on that. And so I think that Christy like has realized like that is not a good thing to say, and that she was in this emotional place after the veto and then they have this conversation. And so she's kind of pulling back on that and being like, you know, like we don't have to talk about the vote anymore. You do what you need to do, and I totally understand. So yeah, I like. And Christy feels like this conversation goes really well, of course.
Oh, of course. Of course. The earlier one in the day, she does feel good as well.
Yeah.
Sis is going to talk with Holly as well. There's going to be there's a big apology tour that happens throughout the day with all of the four that remain from these six shooters. Sis is going to try to reel Holly back in. She asks her where she stands after this week ends, depending on the outcome of this week. Holly, though, remains fairly vague with her. You know, they do talk about liking each other and maybe, you know, still having something there. They also talk about how, you know, there's no way that Holly could work with them again as long as Christy is involved. Sis says, don't worry, we feel the same way. We don't want Christy involved either. So there's also potential here that if Holly decides to work this connection, that once Christy leaves, she could be the one to pick up the extra Tommy and Sis votes if she decides she wants to go in that direction as well. I do think that they might become very very valuable if Christy is the one that leaves, or really if Tommy leaves, then maybe Christy and Sis become valuable, or maybe both of them leave and then Sis just becomes a piece to pick up either by Nick or by Holly. So that's something to watch out for as well. And that's going to, again, just continue to be the theme of the day, trying to reconnect and apologize for everything.
Yeah, this, you know, this goes on later on too. There's, you know, everyone's just, Jack's going to Jess and Chrissy's apologizing multiple times to Kat and Jess, and Tommy is, you know, scrambling and trying to fix the things that he's done, you know, he did the other day. And it's so, and they all individually seem to think that they're doing a good job in these conversations, but pretty much every conversation, it's all it's doing is cementing that, you know, the bulk of the house is going to vote out Jack this week. And the hope for Jack slips throughout the day, and you kind of can see his later in the day, how his hope and the whole situation is kind of faltering as well. So,
yes. So ultimately here, Jess is not going to use the veto. Jack and Jackson remain on the block. One of them will be going home. We know who it is. The six shooters are going to end up with a big meeting upstairs. They continue to, you know, it starts smaller, but eventually all of them get up there, including Jackson, all six people. And the apology tour continues. They continue the let's, you know, we could get back together ish, right? Like Jack apologizes. Tommy and Christy apologize. Holly is still being very vague. Jackson is still being very like, you should apologize. You did do wrong. So it's not really working, but they're making the attempt here. Unfortunately for them, it's a very obvious attempt, and everyone notices that, hey, look, the six are now in a room again. Well, look at that.
Yeah. And I mean, I found myself even getting a little nervous during the first part of the conversation before Jackson entered. You know, Tommy is very blatantly just trying to get back in with Holly and try to mend, like, especially Holly, Sis, and him. There's a lot of talk of like, I don't want us to be against each other next week, no matter, you know, this sucks. One of the guys is going to go, but like, I still love all of these people in this room. And you know, I should have talked to the people that I trusted. I took intel and I didn't, you know, check in with the right people. That was on me. And then, and then Jackson comes in and he apologizes for nothing. He basically just says, you'll watch this back. The interactions, especially between him and Christy, reaffirm that this five is not going to be a thing going forward. He basically is like condescendingly like, I will pray for you. Or he's like, I'm praying for you. I hope you find peace in whatever is going on with you. So the meeting takes a really awkward turn when Jackson basically is just like, yeah, you guys kind of did me dirty. And you'll watch back and see everything. And I'm praying for you. Peace. And like just leave. So it's definitely not a thing. So I don't think we have to worry about the five becoming a thing after Jack leaves. But they're all still in a room together talking. And it's, you know, shades of what we've been seeing the entire season. So it kind of throws some alarms to some other people in the house.
Yes. In particular, Kat. Kat is very displeased with this whole situation. And so Kat is going to confront both Tommy and then Christy about this whole thing multiple times, really. But in particular, it's this one sort of confrontation where Kat is basically like, what, you know, you guys are up there excluding everyone. That's not right. This is what you've been doing all season long. Tommy's like, oh, no, I didn't mean to be excluding anyone. I hope that wasn't how it came off. I hope that everybody understands that was never my intention. I never want to exclude anyone. And Kat goes on to explain that, why is it that, they had a six, but everybody seemed to think that they were the seventh. She thought she was the seventh. Jess thought she was the seventh. Cliff thought she was the seventh. Nicole thought she was the seventh. Everybody thinks they're the seventh, but who was the real seventh? Why does everyone think they're the seventh? And Tommy is like, I hope that was not the case for me. For me, you were always the true seventh. And he is telling the truth there. Kat really was the true seventh in that group. But of course, it comes off as quite false because it seems like he would have been in the know about having other people be the seventh. Really, nobody else was really told that they were the seventh. But the point still stands. They were trying to make other people think that they were in somehow. And so Tommy is trying to explain. No, you were the real. As far as I knew, you were the official seventh. That's what I thought. This is not going to go well for Tommy here. And Kat is not pleased with him overall. He tries to say they're very funny in this conversation. Like Kat is like, I'm just somebody that likes to confront people and like get things over. And Tommy's like, oh, I totally am too. And she talks to him about what happened the night of the vote flip. And he was like, I messed up. I got in my head. She's like, I wish you would have come to me first. He was like, you're right. I didn't go to you first. I went to other people first. I should have gone to you first. And she says, she talks about how he makes people feel excluded. He's like, well, should I go apologize to them? And she's like, oh, well, no, don't do that. you don't talk to them. He's like, well, I like you, I'm somebody that likes to really confront things and go approach things. And Kat was like, well, no, I don't think other people want that. I don't think you should do that. And so after the conversation, Tommy immediately goes to Jess, and Kat is literally standing there like hovering, like, what is he doing?
I told him not to do this. Yeah, like Tommy does like a lot of like deflecting, like, oh, that wasn't me, or like, everything is like somebody else must have been doing that, like not putting any names out there, but basically being like, I would never make you feel that way. Oh, I never felt like any of these people are the outsiders. Like, no. And it's just like, he doesn't take any accountability for anything. And it's just like, I love everybody. Just that this is this Tommy thing where he's just like, I love you. I love you. I love you. And I would never do any of this. That must have been somebody else. And I'm just, associated with it.
Yes. Kat is also going to talk with Christy. It's a very similar conversation. Tommy and Christy are later going to talk about their conversations with Kat. They do not think that they went very well. They're like, wow, what has gotten into Kat? Why is this happening to us? Christy calls Kat savage. This relationship is both relationships between Kat, Tommy, Kat and Christy deteriorating rapidly.
Yeah, and like I was saying earlier, like Christy thinks that conversation earlier in the day with Kat goes really well, and it's like as the day goes on, it's like, oh, this we've lost her. Like,
yeah,
this is not going well.
Because basically, Christy and Tommy the day before were talking about targeting Kat and Holly, but Kat would have been first. Then Christy has the conversation with Kat earlier in the day where she feels like she's using her manipulation powers, and she feels good about that conversation. She feels a little bit better about Kat. But before that can really gain any traction, they have this other confrontation with Kat, both of them, that does not go well. And now they are very much back on the like, wow, Kat is just really against us. This is no good.
Yeah. They're right. Absolutely right.
They are very much right. Holly is going to talk to Kat, and they talk about how Christy needs to go. Tommy is the next biggest threat. It's Christy and Tommy. It's those two. They need to get them out. Holly thinks that they can work with Sis. They can pull Sis in. Holly is warming to Sis. I guess Sis hasn't flirted with Jackson in a while, so Holly's feeling better about her and her potential to bring her in. Kat, though, still very much not a fan of Sis. She says, because Holly's like, you know, Sis can be all right. I like Sis. And Kat's like, yeah, I like her, but I don't know. She's also like a bit of a bad person. And so Kat is very, very anti working with Sis. She's not on board with that. And that leads them into a conversation about where Holly is talking about, like, oh, you know, I've just been conflicted all season long working with these people. It's really, really not my style. And, you know, it's I'm much happier working with these better people in the house. And Kat's like, yeah, exactly. We should work with them. Holly really trying to sort of whitewash the her whole game up until this point.
Yeah, like I was just present with all of these bad people. I was just in the wrong room at the wrong time, and now I've found my people. You nice people that America likes. I am realizing that this is what's happening, and so I'm just going to pretend I have not been a part of this big alliance that was making everyone feel very unimportant and bad about themselves, and now I'm with the good guys because I, you know, this vessel of Kat to the good guys.
Yes, Kat is still on board to keep Jackson as long as possible. She says that they both really, really want to keep Jackson around for as long as they can. That he is very valuable and he is acting much better, and he's such a great guy. And so they want to keep Jackson around. Again, this trio looking very strong at the moment. So in the meantime, Sis is also going to talk with Nick. Sis. Oh, Taryn, why are you talking about games so much? Sis, I just why this podcast is too game focused. This is too much game.
Do you want to talk about the
stop
breakfast?
Stop talking about game. Yes.
The breakfast that Jack made for her. How cute it was. Let's talk about that.
Remember when Jack said, "Oh, thanks a lot, Jackson. Now I'll have to make breakfast for some."
He totally used his move, and it worked.
Yeah, Sis really just tired of having to do game talk. It's exhausting. So exhausting. She's she's so done with it. She says, "All right, but, okay. Me and Tommy, we're trying to find a new place to land." And Nick says, "Yeah, I feel the same way. I hope we can work something out together." Nick again continuing to be the bridge here between potentially Tommy and Sis with Cliff and Nicole. Again, this is a potential thing that could come together in the future. Not looking great right now. Cliff is still pretty anti Tommy. But Sis is definitely somebody that I think, you know, Holly's talking about pulling Sis in. Nick wants to pull Sis in. Sis at the very least is somebody that people are trying to fight over. You know, they're hungry, hungry hippos, and they're trying to get that Sis piece. So
it's a weird image.
But yeah, so Nick and Sis continue there. Jack is going to continue his apology tour. He's going to go to Jess and be like, "Look, I wanted to talk to you before I start my campaign. I just wanted to apologize for not including you. You know, I was really one of the forces that kept you out of the whole, you know, vote flip. And I just wanted to apologize and let you know where I stand." He's also going to go to Cliff, like we talked about earlier on. Yeah, he offers Cliff 3 weeks of safety. 3 weeks of safety.
Yeah, he's got full, you know, Jack is a very powerful person in this game if he stays. So that was 3 weeks of safety. That's a great deal for Cliff. How can he turn this down?
I think it's a testament to like how Cliff has portrayed himself in the house, the deal he made when he was HOH, and just in general, staying out of the HOH room so often, that people really think that they can just offer him safety deals like this and that he would actually be willing to accept them.
And that he has no other game and no other options. And that it's just like he's just hanging out waiting for someone to offer him safety because he has absolutely no agency of his own. So I mean, this is good for his perception. Like it, after that week where he's like winning competitions and everyone's like, oh shit, here comes Cliff, I guess it's kind of good that people feel like he's not in the position that he could actually be in. But it's just like, it's so comical how Jack really feels like, it's all right. I got Cliff. I'm going to offer him either 3 or 4 weeks of safety, depending on what he can offer me back. And then we're good. Once we got Cliff, we've got it all. It's just like, oh my God.
Got it all.
No idea.
Yes. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors and we'll be right back.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. Jackson is going to receive, he's going to start receiving his punishment. He has to dress up in like a lab coat and he's got to put some glasses on and he's going to get slimed.
I feel like I don't understand the glasses. I guess it's just to make him look smart.
I think it's like safety glasses.
Yeah, they're not safety glasses though. They're like
actual glasses.
They're like these, but black.
Right, but it's it's part of the cost. I don't know. Maybe they should have just given him safety glasses, but
they would probably be helpful because apparently, like the slime is like going up his nose, and they were like talking about like. Like he was like all congested because he got like, I guess from the first slime and he got like a lot of slime up his nose. And so he's all congested like me now. And they were talking about like putting like cotton balls in his nose when he goes to like for the next sliming. And then it's like, what if they blast the cotton balls into your brain?
What does he just like cover his nose or like,
I don't know. It's not clear. Yeah. It's not clear what he has to do with his body. But it seems like it just keeps concentrating in the same spot because like the coat is covered like in his midsection. So,
yeah. So that's happening throughout the day. Tommy's still doing his punishment. It's all going down. Kat is going to talk with Jess. Now, she had been talking with Holly about taking Christy out and then Tommy. But prior, you know, a few days ago, she was saying she wanted Tommy out before Christy. Now it seems she's back on the idea of like maybe she would prefer Tommy to go before Christy. But everybody else wants Christy gone first. So, you know, she's not exactly sure that she's going to be able to make that happen. And so we'll see, you know, I don't think this will matter unless Kat wins HOH, at which point she might try to direct people to Tommy before Christy, but she's gone back and forth herself on this. So, you know, just something to watch out for.
Yeah, she really has, you know, Tommy pegged this whole day, like in the conversation earlier with Holly, where she's discussing like, you know, cause you can see that Holly is maybe trying to keep Tommy like as an option open for them. And she's like, yeah, no, I know. And she's like, well, and then he cries. And then it's like, and Kat's just like, is it actually crying? Like, that's not actually, he's like, he's been on Broadway. Like, he knows how to fake cry. And like, she even like clocks how he, like, when he sits up straight, that's like when you know he's really lying.
I heard like, that. They were when he sits up straight, yeah, that means he's lying. But I was like, he always sits up straight though. That's just,
he's always lying, Karen.
He's like always.
Well, you think that he'd have,
I almost said it. Nick, he's almost always in the state of being that Nick tries to make him be.
Oh, he's always erect.
You said it, not me.
Yeah, I'm going to say it, Taryn. You'd think that with that giant penis head helmet that he's wearing, that it might be hard for him to stay upright. I feel like that would be like causing you to get like...
He needs to call a doctor.
Yeah.
Dr. It's been Mike. Longer than 4 hours.
Oh, God. but anyway, yeah. Kat's definitely trying to get Holly in on you know what she sees in Tommy, and you know all of Twitter is rejoicing because Kat is saying all of this stuff about Tommy that everyone has been seeing and wanting everyone to see. But ultimately, unless Kat is the one in power, maybe I don't know how much influence she has over Holly. I don't think that it behooves Holly to be targeting Tommy directly when the easy House United option really seems to be Christy at this point.
Well, really, I do think it behooves them to target Tommy first, and that's because of his connection to Nick. Yeah. Now, nobody is using that. Like, that's the reason why Tommy should go first.
But nobody, no one's actually...
Nobody's actually, like, using... like. Kat wants Tommy out just because she had a better connection to Christy herself, and she dislikes Tommy more than she dislikes Christy at the moment. But really, the reason that Tommy is more threatening is because of what I'm talking about with Nick, where Nick is trying to pull Sis and Tommy in. Nick does not like Christy. Nick would not be able to work with Christy nearly as well. So if they take out Tommy and Christy stays in the house, that helps cut short any kind of opposition before it's able to happen. Nobody's really thinking in the terms that I am right now, not even Cliff or Nicole or any of these people. I'm trying to look forward, and I could be completely off about my prediction of where things are heading, but I do think that that's probably a good reason to take out Tommy before Christy. And then just in general, Christy has completely lost all social capital, whereas Tommy still holds a decent amount. So
I think it just depends on, like, obviously who wins HOH and just like what everyone's kind of like talking out of the side of their mouth about how they want to distance themselves from Christy. It's not like everyone's figuring it out from like one to one conversations, but it's not like, you know, like because Jack still feels like he needs Christy and have a chance to stay this week. No one's really out in the open talking about how screwed Christy is going forward. So after Jack goes, it depends on like how, you know, out in the open that is. And then it really could turn into how everyone felt about Jackson at the beginning of this week, where it's like, well, why would we waste our, you know, week on Jackson? Jackson and Holly are off like on an island. Jackson's pissed off everyone. He's got no one, and that would be a waste of a week. So it kind of just depends who's HOH, whether they want to get blood on their hands and go for someone who's actually, you know, going forward could regain footing like a Tommy, or whether they want to do the safe bet and get rid of Christy and just say this is what everyone wanted. And, you know, they haven't, you know, made the big move, I guess.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, Cliff and Nicole are going to talk a bit. They're doing, you know, they're more, you know, they're together. They're a duo. Nicole is a little bit worried about Nick and Holly's votes this week. Those are the only people that she'd be concerned about. I think that obviously, you know, this is just kind of Nicole being a little more, concerned about things than she needs to be. But ultimately it's not going to matter too much. Nick is also going to talk with them, and the three of them together are going to talk about how Jack needs to go and they need to stick together moving forward. Cliff does mention that things are looking great for them because, you know, Tommy, Sis, and Christy are now going to be gunning for Jack, Holly, and Kat, whereas Jackson, Holly, and Kat, and then Jackson, Holly, and Kat are gunning for Tommy, Christy, and Sis. So they're going after each other, and the three of them can just kind of sit back and watch. That's the kind of stuff I want to hear from Cliff. So you know, we'll see. But he could. The problem is, he could just be saying that to Nick to hide Cliff's angels, which he might think is more valid than it might actually be.
Well, Nick and Cliff have a conversation later on in the night where, sorry, I'm kind of jumping ahead, but this kind of relates to this hope that Cliff kind of sees what's going on. And that this is what I was kind of alluding to earlier when I said that Nick points out, like, well, I, you know, one thing we have to worry about is, like, eventually Jess isn't going to put up any girls. And, you know, like, I feel good with Jess, but Jess has, like, Kat and Nicole before she has you and I. So that's something that we need to be, like, aware of going forward. So I'm hoping that Cliff is listening to Nick in this situation and saying that, like, okay, yeah, in the current landscape of the house where there's enough people that, you know, Jess is protecting them as much as possible, they're eventually going to get to the point where, you know, they're low on the totem pole when it comes to Jess and Kat, and they can't be putting too much of their stock in that. And they really need to focus on the three of them separate from those other people.
Yes, I agree. I think that, you know, I have even more faith in Cliff and his recognition of the situation than I even did just last night during the roundtable. Just like over the course of the night, he was talking more with Nick. And again, the problem is that it could just be lip service to Nick, because we know that he doesn't fully trust Nick right now, or at least it doesn't seem like he fully. It's hard to get a true sense of where Cliff lies. He did a little bit. He did some Cliff notes last night. The problem is he wasn't really talking
game related.
He was just shouting us out, which thank you, Cliff. But I want to know where your head's at.
I do feel like I get the same vibe from Cliff when he talks to Nick than when he talks to Nicole. Like, Cliff is really good at just, like, not saying too much to people, no matter what. Like, even when Jack's, like, trying to give him his, like, his insane pitches and you know, he's not saying yes and he's not saying no. He's really good at that lip service that you mentioned. But there's just something about when he talks game with Nick that it reminds me of the way that he talks to Nicole. So it makes me feel like he's being, you know, somewhat truthful and not just like saying things to say them to Nick. So that might just be me wanting, you know, seeing what I want to see. But it does remind me of the conversations that he has with Nicole, and just the vibe to it. So I'm hopeful.
Yes. And I know he's worried about getting, you know, getting caught again, but you were in the backyard, Cliff. They're not going to catch you in the backyard.
And literally everyone was sleeping.
Well, people were walking out.
Jackson and Holly weren't.
And Tommy was still doing punishments, which led to a bit of a situation where, Tommy is going around. I believe this was the sound. No? Yeah, it was the sound one. Yeah. Tommy's going, has to go into every room. Hey, I'm flying at the speed of sound. And then he's, and he goes up into the have not room. And he runs straight into Jackson, who is like pulling up his pants, like
they must have. But like Jackson is nowhere near Holly. Like Holly's like under. You can't really see Holly. She's like under the covers.
Holly is in the bed near the hallway, completely under the covers, because I imagine that there is no clothing involved there. And so I think they probably heard that Tommy was coming. And so Jackson jumped out of the bed. Holly just pulled the covers over herself, and Jackson quickly tried to put his clothes on. And so Tommy walked in and Jackson just burst out laughing. And Tommy was like, sorry. Oh no.
And then he just like stands there and he's like, I'm traveling at the speed of sound.
Let me out of here.
Get me out. Are you sure that they were just having like, you know, when you make like tents and forts out of blankets? They were, you know, that's probably what Holly was under there. She was under the covers, just, you know, having a nice, wholesome, fort. And they were probably just, you know, sharing wholesome stories. Definitely, you know, nothing bad going on under that.
Yeah, you're totally right, Jenny. Feel free to live in that
Holly's,
world.
Holly's a good person now. Like she's with the good guys, so she's on her image rehabilitation now that she hangs out with the people that you know, the viewers like. So she's definitely not getting up to anything and bad under those covers, I'm sure.
Mm.
I'm pretty sure that Jackson even like announced like to Cliff as they went upstairs, like basically like insinuating that they were going to go upstairs and have sex. So like,
well, Jackson comes down afterward and tells Cliff the whole story. Yeah, oh man, like, Tommy walked in on us. Oh boy.
Yeah.
So yeah. Jackson, when he talks to Cliff, is also going to talk about how he is contemplating this idea that he's going to reveal a secret about Jack before he leaves, that maybe in order to secure the votes, he'll reveal a secret about Jack that will reveal Jack to be, you know, something bad.
What, Christie's ex?
Maybe.
Jack is Tommy's aunt.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I don't really think this will come into play. Jack is leaving anyway.
That's necessary.
You know, yeah. So, you know, I don't even know what this would be, but I don't think it's a big deal.
No. And I don't think it's necessary for Jackson's game. So I don't know why. Because I'm messing this up. Who was discussing that? The plan to say that that Jack was Holly or Jack was Christie's ex, and that they were was Jackson and Holly talking about it, right?
Yes. So maybe it's that. Yeah.
Stupid. It's like, oh, remember how I said that Holly and Kat know each other? Well, actually, Jack and Christy know each other.
That would actually be really dumb to do that, because it would just puts more spotlight on people knowing each other in the house.
That's not a good move.
He's also like, he's out of the target spotlight. Like Jackson is not being targeted next week. It's Holly and Kat first. If he goes full, you know,
real
burn all of his
sure.
bridges, like, yeah, then things will not work out well for him. So then we do have the Cliff and Nick conversation. In addition to everything that we've already pointed out, they also talk about wanting Christy out next, that she is the next target. Probably put Christy and Tommy on the block together. Sis as a backup, send Christy home. That's the plan. They also talk about how they do not want to be bitter jury members. Anti-bitter jury members.
They acknowledge Paul was robbed twice. They don't want to be.
Well, Nick is like, you know, I'm a guy. I respected what Paul did. He could have taken. He could have taken. What's his name?
James.
He could have taken James and just like totally won. But he took Nicole, and he still should have won. But that's what I would want to do. I want to take somebody that deserves it. And they all and Cliff is like, mm-hmm, yeah, sure. Yeah. You know, I'd maybe do that. Too, this, yeah.
He's basically saying, like, if they get down to him and Nicole, Nick's saying, I know that I could probably beat Nicole, but I'd rather go head to head with you because I respect you and I want to beat the best.
Yeah.
And Cliff just smiles and nods.
So,
sure, buddy.
But they do also talk genuinely. Like Cliff says, you know, way too many seasons are ruined by, you know, these bitter people that are just angry and want to stick it to the person that beat them. That's not going to be me. I want to vote for the better player. Nick agrees. I really do feel like I'm glad that Cliff has made the jury and that he will be in the jury. I feel like he will be a nice calming presence on the jurors. And I'm hoping that we get a good result here.
Don't will him to the jury yet, Taryn, okay?
if he makes it to the end, then he'll probably win, and that's not a bad result either.
Let's not go that far yet. We don't know. But yes, I agree. Like he's a very sensible person. And I think that, you know, based on all of these other people that end up in the jury, it could be like a really chaotic jury. So having someone sensible like Cliff. And I do think that as emotional as Nick can be, like I do think that he's the same and what he's saying is true, and that he's going to, you know, vote for the best person to win. You've seen how like he's been able to like go back to people that kind of screwed him and play nice and stuff, that he can separate the emotions from the game a little bit. So I'm feeling hopeful that there are a couple people to balance some of the deeply emotional people in the house currently to, you know, maybe hopefully get us a good result, depending on who we have at the final two of this game. So we'll see.
Yeah, something that I talked about a lot last season was that it felt like the zeitgeist of Big Brother at the moment was one where bitter juries were celebrated, because for the last 2 years, so many people were like, yes, stick it to Paul. We're so glad that Josh beat him. Like that was the big sort of narrative of Big Brother. And I felt like that helped, you know, that was in the consciousness of Big Brother. And so I feel like I think that contributes toward that sort of thing. But when we get to the previous season from this season, Big Brother 20, we, of course, get to a situation where a lot of people wanted Tyler to win and a lot of people were disappointed with the result from last season. And so now I feel like the thing here is it's changing. It's turning. People are now like, oh, maybe we don't want bitter jury. Bitter juries are not celebrated because Tyler is the person that we wanted to win. And so now I feel like we might see a different result moving forward for the time being.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to think of like some, you know, situations that like if it's Tommy and Jess at the end or like it, you know, what's the fan base going to be? I mean, we have to see how it plays out to get us there. But like what are people, you know, rooting for at this point? I don't know. It's hard to, because of how things have changed, even in just the last week, it's hard to even know like what situation would be like it was a bitter jury if this person wins. I mean, I use the example of Jess just because, like, you know, until this week, everyone was saying that her win equity is like basically nothing. You know, that even could change by the time we get to the end of the game. So, yeah, I'm also interested to see how this plays out in terms of the jury.
Yes. All right. So that's about what I've got for you. Anything else that you wanted to bring up, Jenny?
I think that is it. I watched Jackson eat several cucumbers yesterday. Wow. What else is new? How does he eat so much cucumber in one day? Like... I think I saw at least two full cucumbers eaten. What is...
I mean, when you are so efficient at cleaning them, then you're just gonna eat on it.
Is that a euphemism?
I know, it's he goes to the bathroom to clean them ism.
Is that what he was doing with all the
yeah, it was part of it was in the episode.
I know. Okay, I've been lewd enough today.
All right, that's what we have for you. Of course, join us tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern, where I will update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. Tomorrow night, we will be live to recap the Wednesday night episode of Big Brother 21. I believe that is the one where Eric Stein will be joining the recap. In lieu of the Summer of Stein. So make sure you tune in for that one. I'm sure it's going to be great. And then, of course, Thursday we'll have Caitlin in studio with Rob to recap the eviction of Jack.
And special guests, apparently. Isn't that what she said?
Special guests, maybe? Maybe a special guest will be joining. Yeah, so... Tune in for all of that. Make sure you find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. I am wearing a Taryn Show shirt. I know that somebody was in the chat saying that they want one. If you are theoretically interested in one of these shirts, go to my Twitch channel, hang out there. Make sure you follow the channel. I might be able to make something happen over there at some point. So twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. You can also find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn. Jenny, where can people find you?
On Twitter and Instagram at Jenny Autumn.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. We'll see you next time.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.